Good morning and blessed be Jesus. I want to invite us to reflect on Titus chapter number 2 from verses 1 all the way to 10. And I want us to consider how you can help people to change a worldview, how you can be able to reverse a corrupt worldview in a people. Remember, we already identified the source of stronghold, the source of problem, and we discovered that there were some corrupt people who were teaching others, and they were corrupting the whole family. And how are they doing it? We can learn from them so that we can know how to undo the evil that has taken place. They were teaching. They were moving from house to house. They were teaching households. They were teaching men and women. So they were targeting specific groups, and they would be able to teach them the myth. Paul is calling them the myth and some commands from the traditions. And Paul says, the only way that we can be able to reverse such and create a strong worldview that is biblical in the lives of people is through teaching, what we call wholesome teaching. Now, wholesome teaching is where you are looking at the whole teaching, or you are including in your teaching, you ask yourself all the questions like, what is this kind of teaching? Why should I be teaching? How should I teach? It depends on how you teach it. It depends on when you teach it. It depends on who you teach. It depends on who is teaching. Now, the wholesome teaching is the one that depends only in the Word of God. And you're using the Word of God, not myths, not heresies, not cultic practices, but it is on the Word of God. And who is to teach who? How is it supposed to be taught? That wholesome teaching is supposed to be taught by different groups. Remember, we said that in every group of people, we can apply the 10-10-80 principle. 10 who are already good people, and they have already been able to make decisions to follow Jesus, but there are 10% who are corrupt, and there are 80%. So we are talking about, how do you engage with 80% so that they don't get into the 10% corrupt? This is by promoting the right teaching. And this is what this man of God called Paul was telling Titus. Promote the right teaching so that you can do the wrong teaching. That's the only way. That's why we are persuaded in having a teaching, everyday teaching, a systematic teaching. Is it as for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflect wholesome teaching. And you discover this kind of teaching is a very powerful teaching. How does it happen? Teach the older men to exercise self-control, to be worthy of respect, and to live wisely. They must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. I wanted to see that when it comes to wholesome teaching, you consider where to start. So you start from older men. Unless you are able to convince those old men, and you know how to get them, the whole families will still continue to be corrupted. Remember, we had already said in the last session that what these evil liars and those evil brutos, animals, and those lazy gratons, they were turning the whole family into lies. So we start with older men. But what are they to teach? To exercise self-control. That's number one. And to be worthy of respect. You're affecting them. And to live wisely. So they must have sound faith and be filled with love and patience. Then you turn to women, older women, second group. Similarly, teach the older women to live in a way that honors God. So you turn to the older women. I want you to see, because this is the group that actually transfer the kind of stronghold or the lens that is corrupted from one generation. These are the people who they have a tradition. So you are trying to break a tradition, starting from older men, older women, so that they must live in a way that honors God. They must not slander others or be heavy drinkers. Women, older women, don't slander others, don't be drinkers. Instead, they should teach others what is good. Now, who are others? Maybe children or other younger women. Now, then verse 4 says, these older women must train the younger women. Now, they are teaching their family, but here now, verse 4, is that they are teaching younger women. So those older women, they are commanded to train, not only to teach, to train, because it is when they're having their own groups. It's more than head knowledge, but they're teaching or training skill younger women to live, to love their husbands and their children. So this is generational or intergenerational kind of wholesome teaching. And so you teach them to those younger women that they may love their husbands and their children, and they live wisely and pure, and to work in their homes and to do good and to be submissive to their husband. Then they will not bring shame on the word of God. So that is the work of the older men and the older women. Each one of them, they have got a purpose, and that's where you are teaching. You're starting from that, in that wholesome teaching. In the same way, engage the younger men to live wisely. Now, you see, after you came from older men to older women to younger women, now we are coming to the younger men to live wisely. And you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Now, Titus is actually told that when it comes to teaching younger men, you have to use two ways. Number one, use the word, and also use your character. Use what you do, the verbal and the nonverbal. Be an example. Let them see what it means to have the wholesome life. And so he's told, teach these younger men, and also be that they may live wisely. They don't drink, they don't move from party to party, as we had seen. They stop killing and whatever they were doing, and you yourself be an example to them. Let them see what you're talking about, how to live in seriousness and integrity of that teaching. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Now, what you teach, we say it is the wholesome teaching, who was to be taught, but what is the curriculum? The curriculum is you teach the truth. I think that's very powerful. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. You get to know what's the truth, and you get the truth only from the word of God. The truth is Jesus. You get to teach Jesus who is crucified, Jesus who rose from the dead, Jesus who resurrected and he rose up to the heavenly places, and Jesus who is coming. That is the truth. Teach it. Teach what he has done. Teach what he is doing. And so that your teaching will not be criticized. Then those who oppose you will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us. Then he goes to another group now. Then he says, what about slaves? Those that are workers, slaves, must always obey their masters and do their best to please them. You see? they must not pay, they must not talk back or steal, but must show themselves to be entirely trustworthy and good. Then they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive in any way. So Paul here now talk about how you can make your teaching attractive. Let those that are slaves, let them behave. Let them be an example. Let them not steal. Let it be known that, yes, there's a difference between a slave who is not born again and those that are born again. Then, the wholesome teaching, he was supposed to use the word of God. People are teaching people. Men are teaching people. But then he comes to the second level of the wholesome teaching. This is where the grace of God is teaching people. You know, we can be taught by other men, but this is where the grace of God can teach us. Verse 11 says, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all men." And we are instructed to turn, this grace instructs or teaches us to turn from godless living and sinful pleasures. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, with righteousness, and devotion to God. That is the grace of God teaching. And we are living in this world, this evil world, it is already evil, with wisdom. Grace teaches us to have wisdom, to have righteousness and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed. So how do we live as we wait for the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? The grace of God will teach us. To teach us to live wisely. Now, he gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds. You must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. You have the authority to correct them when necessary. So don't let anyone disregard you. What you say, or to disregard what you say. So he told Titus, as long as you use the word of God, you have the authority. Use it to bring back the whole families. It's about the teaching through the grace of God and through himself. May we be exposed to the two type of teaching. We have seen what to teach is the word of God, who to teach is men to teach men, and it's different groups that are teaching, from older men, older women, younger women, younger men, to the workers, even to the slaves. And then the grace of God is teaching us. That means that even when we go on, the word of God continue to speak to us, or to have to keep on changing our lives. That's what it says, that the grace is teaching, because the word continue to work and change our frame of thinking, our frame of mind, our frame of reverence, or what we call the perspective. It has been changed. It was corrupt. And Titus was told, that is your work. Continue to do that. Don't let anybody disregard you because you have your authority. Father, help us to have the wholesome teaching in Jesus' name. Amen.